supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Once a week, Caroline Bruderer comes in studio on Wednesdays and highlights another great local nonprofit or cause. Caroline, good morning. Who do we have today?
Hi, very excited to introduce. We have a celebrity in the house today. His name is Hans Ray, 30-year mountain biking professional and activist, and he has a really amazing charity called Wheels for Life. Good morning, Hans. Thank you for being on the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Hans, you just got back from a long trip to Asia, doing your thing in the mountain bike world. I know you're probably a little zonked, but to be here this early, but thanks very much, and let's talk all about Wheels for Life.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I did just return from a 20-day trip to Japan, Thailand, and Taiwan, and I do have a little jet lag still, that's true.
Yeah, catches up with you. So tell us all about Wheels for Life and what you've been doing with that.
Well, Wheels for Life is a nonprofit charity that my wife Carmen and I have been running for the last 10 years. And we give bicycles to people in need of transportation in developing countries.
And tell us about, usually that's their only mode of transportation, right, is a bike or walking. So tell us about, who you've helped and how it works.
Yeah, I mean, to us here, in most cases, a bicycle is a sports object or a toy. Mm-hmm. But in many parts of the world, the bikes, they can make the difference, between a good life or education or healthcare. Mm-hmm. And we give people to three major target groups. One is students. Often these kids have to walk up to sometimes 10 miles to school. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have a bike, they can't get there because often public transportation doesn't exist in those places. Mm-hmm. And if it exists, then they usually can't afford it. And so if they have a bike, they can get to school in time, and especially they can get back from school in time, because by the time they get home, they usually have to help their family with chores and stuff, and mm-hmm. and then it gets dark, and if once it's dark, they don't have electricity in their house, they can't do their homework. So
right.
That's just one group. We give a lot of bikes to healthcare workers, nurses, healthcare educators, mm-hmm. and then just to general people. Often in these remote places in the world where we work, there is no jobs available. So if you have a bicycle, you can become self-sufficient. You can bring your goods to the market, or you can maybe pedal to the next bigger city and see if you can get the odd job to work on a construction site for a day or mm-hmm. do something else. Mm-hmm. So bikes can make a huge difference.
What was the inspiration for you to start you and Carmen to start the charity?
Well, I traveled all over the world, and I often rode my bikes on my mountain biking expeditions in these remote places, and I kind of seen how the bikes have a different meaning for these people. And I wanted to do, initially it started out with one project. I was supposed to do a project, like a neighborhood project or something, and I was like, well, you know what, I think I'm going to give 50 bikes to some village somewhere in Africa, And then I started looking into it. And at the time, I didn't even know what a nonprofit or 501c3 was. And pretty soon I realized, it's not going to stop with these 50 bikes. Mm-hmm. And to date, we've given away 8,000 bikes in 30 different countries. And we pretty much, we are a rather small charity,
Yeah.
But we are very pure. Everybody in our organization works as a volunteer. We cut out any middleman there are, and even I pay all my travel expenses always out of my own pocket. So we're trying to keep it real.
Real dedication. Who are your partners that help supply the bikes?
Well, we have a lot of people have supported us with fundraisers, big or small. In terms of the bicycles, the way our organization works is we buy the bikes locally. Because that not only helps us with the logistics, we don't have to ship them, we don't have mm-hmm. to deal with customs and all that, but it also helps the local economy, and it makes it much easier for the people to find spare parts if need be. So we buy the stuff locally. We have partner organizations on each of these locations who help us identify the people who really need the bikes, so we really know where each bike goes and ends in the right hands where it's used and appreciated.
That's fantastic. You know, I ran into you at the Troy Lee fundraiser a few weeks ago. Do you have any other events coming up that you'd want to tell the listeners about?
Well, we do have our annual Wheels for Life gala. You know, usually we actually had it always in Laguna Beach. And from now on, we're going to only have it every other year in Laguna. And every other year, we're going to take it elsewhere in the world. And this year, we're actually taking it to Taiwan. The whole bike industry is located over there in Taichung. And one of our board members actually lives there right now. So I'm going to be back in Asia in less than 2 weeks, and we're going to have the gala there.
Any listeners in Taiwan, go to Wheels for Life charity fundraiser. I'm sure it's going to be great. Yeah, all the manufacturers are out there, so it's going to be really great. So wrapping up, is there anything else you'd like to have the listeners know about Wheels for Life?
Well, like I said, you know, we are a pure organization. No fundraiser is too small for us. You know, it's not just about making a difference in the lives of the people who get a bike, but it's also just as important for us that the people who support us can feel comfortable about supporting us, knowing that we have a very, very small overhead. You know, like it's really, it's like in the 97-98%. Because everybody who helps us, even our graphic artists or so, they all contribute their work for free. So we can really focus on spending the money on bicycles and nothing else.
So tell the listeners what your website is so they can check in. And, you know, for anybody that's out there that's a mountain biking enthusiast or just wants to help, definitely connect with Wheels for Life and, you know, jump on board the volunteer train because Hans and Carmen do an amazing job. What's the website?
Well, the charity is called Wheels for Life with the number 4 in the middle, and it's .org. So wheelsforlife.org is our website.
All right. So Hans, Ray, thank you for being on the show. Also, for all the listeners that become a member of KX93.5 this week, a portion of your membership will go directly to Wheels for Life.
Excellent.
Yes, yes, that's very great. Hans, it's so good to see you again. Long time no see, back in my mountain biking days in the 90s. So thanks for being here. Thanks for telling our listeners about Wheels for Life. And remember, check out the Caroline's Cost Corner Facebook page. Give me some ideas of any other charities, nonprofit activists, or philanthropists like Hans that you would like to have me interview. Thanks again, Hans. And until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.